Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, a show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, how did the Carolina Panthers do this weekend, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you, sir?
I don't know. I do know that I'm still generating infinite mana with Sakala.
Son of a bitch. God damn. All right, and on that note, all right, so before we begin, we'd like to remind you that this episode, and it's a special one, and every episode of the Planeswalkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge someday if COVID ever leaves, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. Now, they do have a 5% code, which you're really going to want for Black Friday. You can buy me anything you'd like. Just go to their website, KGS Online. That's KiteGoSamuelOnline.com. Put in the promo code PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout, and you'll get 5% off your online order. Likewise, we also want to recognize our Planeswalker level patrons. These are the $5 patrons: Brian, David, Jonathan, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Mark, George, Josh, Zach, Walter, Ian, and Randy. Guys, these are the people that really do help the show in so many ways. They keep us running. They help us get things done, make the show better and improve it. So if you want to find out more information, get involved in some of the drawings and some of the things we got going on, just come on over to patreon.com/planestalkers. Finally, we want to remind you, we are a top 25 MTG podcast on Feedspot. You can find other podcasts at blog.feedspot.com/magic_the_gathering_podcasts.
So many underscores.
Yeah, so many underscores. So, Aramis, it is untapped, so I will untap here. I'm untapping my golden monkey.
I'm not touching that one.
No, you don't want to touch it. It's a beautiful. It's a beautiful Belgian style ale. So So how the heck are you, sir? Well, we got to keep it short. We got guys in the waiting room. So, but I thought I'd ask, how are you? How are things?
Doing good. You know, just it was a busy weekend. Some personal stuff to go on. But you know, always getting ready for more Magic. Always getting ready to keep an eye on the things that have been going on in the game. You know, just kind of hanging out, kind of living, kind of existing.
I think we have to ask.
Yes.
Are you the Aramis I know, or are you the Mirror Universe counterpart of Aramis? You're the evil one, aren't you?
If I was, you think I would tell you?
No, probably not.
Honestly, does anybody from the Mirror Universe ever tell the truth? Except when they lie.
Nerys did when she came over, but you know.
Or did she?
I went all Deep Space Nine on it. Yeah, or we took this to Star Trek, folks. We have a, you know, I'm doing pretty good. We had a nice quiet weekend. I did get the Christmas lights up outside, so that was, I feel accomplished.
That's still a little too early for me.
Nah, you know what? We need all the joy we can get right now, dude. That we all do. So
yeah, fair enough.
We do have some special guests tonight. We are launching. As we've mentioned before, we are launching a new podcast. It's going to be the Commander Craft. We're not launching it. It's a Planeswalkers podcast, but we're moving to more of a Planeswalkers network podcast, which I'll have to make them bumpers, I'm sure, and stuff. Yeah. Our co-host for Commander Craft, Anthony and Steve, are going to be taking over Commander Craft. That's going to be their brand. It will be a Planeswalkers podcast. You know, so they're going to be doing a regular old podcast as well as a bunch of streaming and stuff playing Paper Commander. So we're going to bring them into the studio right now to kind of go over some stuff and talk about what's going on. So I'm going to admit them now and hopefully they're here. And here they come to say,
hey, there we go.
Hey, there they are.
There's one
still
dude. Where's the other dude?
All right. Anthony, you got to fix your camera, man. I had you cropped. Oh, you guys. Move your camera. You too, Steve.
What can I do?
You just got to move your camera a little to the. I think you ended up in different spots, is what happened. No, don't worry. Yeah. I'll fix it here.
No, I just moved myself a little bit.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work. All right. So, gentlemen, this is some big, big news. So, we're very excited about this. It's, you know.
And now, breaking news.
Still not sure how to feel about this. It's an interesting taste. So, as we said before, you guys have been pretty much coming along with us all the way through for Commander Craft. I mean, the minute we started doing it, you guys were pretty much the two we played with. So we were thinking, Aramis and I were thinking about how, you know, we'd like to kind of expand and move towards, you know, making that actually an official thing. So... with that, I mean, we talked to you guys, I think it was during our quarterly call of, you know, maybe trying to expand the cast, and you guys came alongside. So, you know, Commander Craft, we all came up with it together, and it's your baby now. So why don't you tell the folks at home who you are and, you know, why we should listen to you when you talk about Commander. Now, I mean, obviously, are you keeping it casual by casuals or... And we're not talking about your EDH decks there.
Yeah. I think like the main thing is like, you know, I have a lot more experience than Anthony when it comes to stuff like that, like the older cards and like the more competitive formats. So that'll be more my baby part of it. And I guess the individual parts that come, Anthony will take more of like the casual portion of it. But I feel like sticking more casual would be the thing. One of the things I would like to do is actually bring Pauper EDH to the forefront. It's a format that's been around for a couple of years now and just doesn't get the attention it honestly deserves. And that's one thing I want to bring up.
I think it gets plenty of attention. I'm just kidding.
Pauper?
He's got a pet project.
Pauper EDH is a really great casual format. It's perfect for, you know, anyone who wants to get into EDH but doesn't have the income to play the decks that I'm currently playing.
That's
what I love about it. You know, anyone can come in, $50 deck. It's cheaper than a standard deck by a long shot, and you can go in and play EDH with anyone.
That always sounds good.
It does, and I mean, the thing about Commander, though, and EDH, maybe not so much EDH as much as Commander, is, you know, it helps that they've been consistently up until, well, maybe I would say the last set, too. I mean, they've been... You know, the even the pre-cons are somewhat competitive. Would you agree, or?
Oh yeah, I absolutely agree. I do feel like the land bases could have been better.
Oh, the land bases are junk.
They're absolutely terrible in all of those decks. You have to overhaul all of them. But after that, the decks are good. I feel like a lot of the lands that they're just avoiding printing for I don't know for what reason. Like the pain lands, for instance, they only give you like one of them in each deck. When why not just put them all in there? They're a dollar each.
Yeah. Why not put the fetch lands?
All right. Why not print the talismans in them? They don't print the talismans either. That's a good thing they could be putting in them, and they don't.
And the signets are not consistent reprint either.
What? Like in the Ikoria ones, the only deck that had the signets in them was the cycling deck.
Right.
Which I did get.
Yeah, but otherwise you'll be lucky if you get like, you know, a mind stone.
And you know, that's like my complaint really with the Commander pre-con products. They're just not giving us the right reprints that are like necessary to actually for people to afford it. The talismans are $5 a piece.
Yeah. I could agree with that. I mean, I do kind of wish they'd give us fetch, but you know.
That'll happen.
Never.
Yeah, never. I mean,
if they were going to do it, Zendikar Commander would have been the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Absolutely.
So, what about you, Anthony? Tell us about how you fell into Commander and EDH and stuff.
Oh, I never really played Commander before this, pretty much.
Oh.
I really only played, remember two sets. I played Amonkhet a little bit, and I stopped at Kaladesh, which is probably right after. And I came back when Ithilon came in.
Yes.
So that's pretty much when I started back again, and I was pretty much just kept playing from there.
So Steve's been kind of building your decks.
Oh yeah, I've been dragging him in.
I'm the player. I could when I see a deck, I can actually play it, no problem. After a few tries. but I'm not really a much of a builder. I just play it, showcase it off, show how certain things work. That's about it.
So. You know, building a deck is a much different skill set than, you know, just picking up a deck and playing it. And I feel like I'm kind of in the same boat as you, Anthony. You show me a deck list, I can sort of figure out what it's supposed to do. But you give me a pile of cards and say, build a commander deck out of this. Yeah.
I'm having an easier time.
I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah, I'm having an easier time of it, too. Like, when it comes to building standard decks, I'm not. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I lose. I mean, the first time I built, you know, from ground up, the cat dog deck. You know, I mean, it loses, but it's fun and somewhat competitive.
Yeah, you've always been the brewer, so, you know.
Yeah. When it comes to Commander, try to get me in Standard, I'm like, I don't want to touch nothing.
Yeah, Commander allows you a lot more creative flexibility because, you know, everything can be good if you have the right combination of cards. It's not just like, oh, you have to play, you know, this card and this card. It's like, well, you've got basically every card in Magic's existence minus a few problem childs, and you can just kind of go wild, and you can, if you want to build a deck based around the artist or the creature type or a certain mechanic, you can totally do it and have it be viable. It may not win, but it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
Right. So, gentlemen, like, tell us what your show, you know, what can they expect? I mean, you know, our fans have watched us play Commander Craft. They know what Commander Craft, the stream is, the game is, and we're still going to, I think that's still going to sit under the Planeswalkers umbrella for now. But I mean, it's still it's your baby. You guys can kick me and Aramis out at any point. But tell us a little bit about what you think your show is going to be. What is the podcast itself going to be? I mean, first of all, obviously, folks, it's going to go through Anchor. We've set it up. There is a Commander Craft Anchor page. We'll go into that a little later. But tell us what the podcast is going to look like.
Well, what I've been talking with Anthony about is, you know, one of the things we can go over is just deck techs. You know, basic, you know, going over the decks we'll be playing for the week. That's one thing. Or just going over the different variety of commander formats. You know, it's not just EDH. There's PEDH, CEDH. You have, what was that other one? The one with the Planeswalkers as your commander. I forget
Sovereign
off the top of my head.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. There's so many. Yeah, Brawl even. Honestly, Brawl's not that bad if you expand it a little bit.
Historic?
Yeah, do historic. Wrong. And not even just historic. I think you can even extend it like what they used to do with Magic, how extended it used to be.
Right.
Instead of doing it like how they're doing was just standard, I think it should be like extended how that used to be, where it was the last, what is it, 4 or 5 years worth of sets.
Something like that, yeah.
I think that would be perfect for Brawl. You know, do something like that. And it is still a rotating format, but you have a larger card pool to work with, and it never really hurts you too bad. And I feel like that would be the right direction of Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one of my things. And these are things I want to talk about. You know, maybe these are different directions we can take these things to save Brawl, how to save it. This is a great idea for it, I think. And these are different things we could talk about on there. I also do want to get into just general gameplay. We'll have some stuff, but I guess that's not the podcast. That's the stream portion. What about you, Anthony? Do you have anything you wanted to bring in also that we didn't talk about?
What you said so far is everything you could be bringing in, like from basic beginner type stuff, like what cards will go well with certain cards, synergy, right? That
as well. Spoiler seasons.
We'll be doing the same thing. We'll be showcasing off Brawl and everything as well. I'll be playing mostly on Arena for Brawl. Yeah, you and your deck. You and your box right there.
You gotta get your 6-packs, man. You should have us pick your 6-packs right now for you.
Well, come on. You know, we're going to move toward it. We have a flow. Listen,
you know what?
Craft is your baby, but this is our show. Don't be trying to take the reins. You don't see Captain Picard jumping on the NCC 1701 with Kirk and being like, "Yeah, you should do that." No.
You should do what me and Anthony did. We had our wifeys pick out our 6-packs for us, and they both picked wonderfully.
My wife wants me to lose. I'm not letting her touch a damn thing.
didn't we satisfy that last week on Commander Craft when I killed everyone?
No, I was supposed to do the job.
You almost lost, and you damn well know it. Steve taking out my Shalai saved your ass.
Yep. it don't matter except the W at the end, and I'm still generating mana.
Well, wait, just give it 2 weeks after this week. I'm gonna take care of that with my five different infinite combos.
I have no preconceptions of ever winning again. It's fine. It's totally fine.
I'm gonna just play Atraxit from now on.
It's fine with me. Atraxit don't scare me.
Scares Aramis though.
Yeah, but I think Zozu would scare you more.
Oh, Zozu scares me. I can't wait. I feel like there's something good in here. Like, it's still sealed. Like, you can see the wizard seal. Like, I have not touched this. Do you know how hard it's been to have a sealed box and not open it?
Oh, yeah, impossible. Believe me, I know. I couldn't even make it to 24 hours.
So you guys are going to be looking at more deck building tech and things of that nature. You know, going through and all of that, playing online, using, I mean, you guys will play a lot more than me and Aramis even do. I mean, we usually get to play, like, we do the podcast on Monday and we get to play Commander Craft on Wednesday. And then our wives are usually like, okay, you're done now, right? You guys, I mean, your wives and fiancés are amazingly cool. Especially Shay, who I can't wait to give the best man toast at Anthony's wedding. But, So when are you going to be recording? Will you be doing live streaming while you're recording, kind of like what we do, or are you going to be recording offline and then editing? What's your plan? Like,
same as you guys, really. We'll record the episodes live, that we're going to do on Sundays. The paper games, we won't be doing that, but we'll still be leaving the videos up on the Twitch. We've already been doing that. Okay. Where we have those already recorded, we just leave them up there for future. We might even start a YouTube for that as well, just to have everything in one spot.
Restream.io, dude. You can have OBS send it everywhere.
Yeah, we'll probably be getting into that.
Yeah. So you'll be recording on Sunday. The podcasts will go up Sunday.
Yeah.
So there's that. You guys will be, you know, I've helped set you guys up tech-wise. I mean, as of right now, you guys are on Anchor, much like we are. So right now you can find them at anchor.fm/CommanderCraftMTG. I will point your website to that page as well until you get your own website. I will go in ahead and do that. So that'll be where it is. So you guys are going to be recording. You're starting this Sunday, right? This will be your first episode?
The hope is this Sunday. We may have to hold off one more week, but okay. We're going to try to do it this Sunday.
Okay. Sweet, sweet. And this Wednesday, obviously, we're doing a sealed event, right? You, me, Aramis, yeah. Anthony.
Oh, yeah. I got my deck right here.
Oh. Yep. My deck is ready. Already built. Zero confidence in it.
But you're the last one.
I know it. I'm waiting probably until tomorrow. I'll probably build my deck tomorrow if I play with the students. Then
I want to see it live, man. You got to stream that.
Yeah, because you didn't. You streamed yours. Jerk.
I did. Yeah. Charles watched me,
and it somehow didn't save.
Amazing how that happens.
I'm a tech person.
Wait. Is Charles in stream? Charles, tell him you saw me do this.
Dude, Charles is not in charge of my life, man. That was Scott Baio. Okay, so let me ask you this then. Let's kind of talk a little bit about it, okay? Commander Legends. So how does this work? How is the seal going to work? Is it six? Is it six packs. Packs to build 40 cards?
60 cards.
A 60 card deck out of six packs.
Yeah. Well, you get 20 cards in a pack, so it's 120 cards to work with.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot more workable than you think. You're going to get a lot more artifacts than you think you're going to get.
I have opened the box.
Yeah, and there's no one per deck limit like normal Commander.
Yeah, yay. There's also that. So you can have multiples.
So that's one. And two.
Hopefully he pulls some good stuff. We'll
pull
see. I can't
a pack there, tough girl.
I can't get my box until Friday.
Pull a pack. Just pull a pack. Pull a pack!
I can't hear anything. I'm listening to you balking
pull a pack! Ow!
Do the thing!
Do as you're instructed.
I'm trying not to die over here.
I'm trying not to die over here because she's playing doubloons.
Shut up.
And she's watching Love Island.
I'm not.
So, pack four.
You're going to get another target on your back, man. You know really this is how it's going to end.
And five and six. All right, so I've picked my six packs. Which are
I can't guarantee a kill this week, but I can say I can make it a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, so the lands, we can only use basics and what's in here, right?
Yes.
So at least we don't have to worry about you dropping Baghdad on our ass.
Well, I mean, my eight rares beg to differ.
Yes, another target.
So there we go.
See, yeah, I told you.
All right.
Oh, now the question is this: since Aramis did not get a box, I'm assuming no to this.
Yeah, that is a no.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not using mine.
Influence. Unless we let Aramis proxy Thrasios. Influence.
I mean, I got the Baron Senior promo, so I'm not using that. So.
Okay. Huh, I got both.
Yeah. I didn't get any. Oh, all right.
I'll get my promo when I get my box on Friday.
Yeah, the store I went to didn't have any pre-release kits. Nothing. I got no promo.
Yeah, there is no pre-release kit. The way that it works is, because I actually talked to the people at Kerwin's about this, since there are no pre-release kits, they have to use their initial allotment for the pre-release, so take the six packs out of their boxes. So that's why I couldn't get my pre-order until this Friday, because right. They weren't sure how many more boxes they were going to get. They weren't sure how many pre-release kits they were going to sell. Right. And I guess Wizards was really pushing for people to sell, for stores to sell the pre-release kits.
That's really awkward. They didn't give out pre-release kits.
But they want you to sell pre-release kits. Well, it sounds like Wizards.
Yeah, because only standard sets are the only ones that actually get pre-release kits. Because if you think about it, the Master sets don't get that either.
Yeah, but it's Commander Legends, and a lot of people play Commander. More true. So than any other format. This is the one time they could have made an exception.
This is the year of Commander.
Among other things.
So, okay. So you guys will start recording most likely this Sunday, if not next Sunday.
Yeah.
You got to record this Sunday. Like, you can't record Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Get an episode in the bag.
Get an episode in the bag. We need to hear it. Our fan, we are doing this here. You guys have to do it now. We're putting this there. You guys are going to have an episode this week.
You heard it, Anthony.
So get it done. That's right. No, it's your show. The network's not going to get involved at all. Get it done. they can find you on the interwebs. What's all your contact info?
Yeah, Anthony, you have all that.
Discord, Twitch, and as well as email.
The email address, I have it all here, by the way, is podcast@commandercraftmtg.com. Their Twitch is twitch.tv/commandercraftmtg. anchor.fm/commandercraftmtg to sign up, but I have already submitted it to all the podcasts, so I think you have to have an episode before it'll go through, but you should be able to find it wherever podcasts are, like Apple and stuff like that. So Spotify and Anchor will do that for you. You guys may have to add it to, you know, if you want on iHeart or whatever. So there is that. Your Discord is on your Twitch page, right? Because Discord doesn't suck.
Yeah, we have that.
I mean, we can talk.
And our Facebook is the same name also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, facebook.com/commandercraftmtg. Now, here's – I mean, guys, we could talk offline because, like, we got – you know, I'm using a service that lets me do discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. So – and then routes it to my Discord invite.
Yeah.
So – we could talk about that and change your freaking Discord page with our late got it, man. Don't give him that. Give him the good one.
Yeah, I'll give him the good one. I'll edit that later.
Yeah. So, all right. Is there anything else you guys want to say? Or
you got anything, Anthony? You've been awfully quiet, man.
He has been awfully quiet. For the first episode. It's kind of like me and Aramis. I get the feeling Steve's going to do a lot of the talking. And Anthony's just going
to... I'm more of a tech person and dealing with showing off, and he's dealing with more of a people person.
Yeah, you just need to make sure you zing him.
He's the comedic relief.
Yes, exactly. All right, guys. Well, we're very excited. So it's our first Planestalker Network podcast. Commander Craft is coming your way in the next coming weeks. So make sure you look for it on wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify, I think are the big ones. And you know, obviously we're going to be playing commercials on our show from them once they get me one, and we're going to make one for them. I mean, this is huge. This is a network. We are moving from just being the Planestalkers podcast to the Planestalkers podcast, a part of the Planestalkers network. So I'm very excited about this. I'm really thankful for you guys coming alongside us and doing this and getting this started. So anything we can do to help you guys out, we're there. So Thank you just so much. I can't thank you enough. This is dream come true. We didn't plan this 2 years ago, I don't think, Aramis.
Not at all. Not even close. You know, I want to make sure I wish you guys the best of luck on your first few episodes. You know, use that opportunity to squish as many bugs as you can, because you know, our episode zero was
we already had a bug on us.
If I can ever find episode zero, I will put it out. I've got to have it somewhere. It's got to be here somewhere. So one of these days I'll find it, because it's something.
It's so bad the computer knows it's that bad. It says, no, you're not finding this. I'm keeping this over here.
So we're very excited for you guys. I know you guys are going to knock this out of the park. So we'll see you guys Wednesday for our sealed event too. So tune back in here Wednesday night. I mean, you guys will be streaming it too, right?
Yeah, I'll stream it.
Sweet.
We'll be streaming it also.
All right. So thanks a lot for hanging with us, guys.
It's been great. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you in a while, guys. Bye-bye. And I'm just, all right. It's just you and me again. I got to change our feed here. I wish there was a way to do this like, oh, wait. Ah, just a button I can push.
Oh. The magic of the internet.
The magics of the... Oh, wow. I didn't even put the chat on the page. Well, that's okay. We were out of room. I'm sorry. That's exciting as hell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is freaking amazing, because, you know, like you said, when we started this 2 years ago, we're like, yeah, we're just going to, you know, we're going to talk about magic. It's going to be fun.
Well,
whatever happens.
Be like I had three heads, because I did say, I'm like, you know, I could see us even one day maybe getting a network maybe down the road.
Because I honestly didn't think we'd be doing as well as we did, because... I had no experience doing this. I had no idea how well or badly we were going to do. And, you know, the first episode was rough. a little rough
around the
edges.
That headset. Oh, that.
Yeah. We've made some upgrades since then.
We've made some upgrades. Aramis has a boom mic. He'll have a green screen soon.
there it is. Where is it? It's over here. There it is.
There it is. Oh, it's pretty.
Ah, it's so nice. It's
so nice. Yeah, I can't even say how excited I am for this. Like, I'm just, it's amazing. So, you know, I think these guys they're going to knock it out of the park. They're going to, you know, take their lumps, but it'll be, you know, pretty great. And I mean, I'll make sure they're both patrons. I'm going to send them the link again to, you know, as some of you know, our patrons, part of what you guys get is there's actually a lot of bonus content. I actually put out a podcast in our patron feed called Ride Home with Will, because I'm taking Mark Rosewater's drive to work, but I do it on the way home where I sound tired and completely, you know, incoherent, and talk about,
grumpy.
Yeah. And just talk about anything I feel like talking about that day. And, I made a series at one point of just tips and tricks for starting your own podcast and doing your own broadcasting. And so, yeah, I'm going to send that to them and be like, here you go. Just a little refresher.
And you'll see the invoice in the mail in about 1 to 2 business weeks.
Yeah, I didn't tell them that you know, you know, this is a pyramid scheme. Like, we're going to need a taste.
75%-ish.
Oh, wow. Wow. You are the evil version of Harris.
That makes you want to say that there's a good version somewhere.
It's weird though tonight, because your virtual background is kind of cutting your hair off.
Well, so that's kind of prophetic. So
no, but it's just kind of it's weird. It's cool. I forgot you're doing the whole bald thing too, right?
Eventually. Yeah.
When's that?
I might keep it short for now, but yeah, eventually yeah. It's gonna be.
See,
not.
I'm doing the bald thing too, but not by choice.
Neither am I.
That's I'm gonna have the reverse comb over here. Sooner than later.
Yikes. For those of you not in the know and never watch our videos, we old.
Yeah. Well, I'm wicked, wicked old.
Yeah, you're white dog crap.
Not as old as my wife, but...
Oh, God. Here we go again.
I just got to wait like the 30 seconds. Yeah.
Here a few comes. Seconds for the delay, yeah, and the then something's going to get thrown. You're yeah. dead. Here we go again. This happened last week.
This is really good. This is exciting. If you're not watching the feed right now, you definitely need to be watching the feeds. Because
there it is.
There's one. Now she's. Oh, William! There it is.
What is the matter with you? Oh, why are you so dumb?
This is a beautiful thing.
Why are you so dumb? I love it.
Oh. All right, so since I've got my six packs put aside, I can now open one pack. I'm just going to open one pack.
Yeah, open a pack. Yeah, so we're going to open a pack on stream.
On stream. Which is great. All right, what do we got? What do we got? All right, Doom Traveler, Dund Operative, Foundry Whatever. Inspector.
Don't care.
Yeah, you know what? Screw the commons.
Commons, just, blah, 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 blah.
Chat.
Uncommons at least.
Yes, okay. Return to Dust. That's useful. Codex Shredder. Target player mills a card. I still love that they use the mill keyword now. Arcane Signet. You know, you can't have too many of these.
No, you cannot have too many Arcane Signets. So, I wish they put Soul Ring in the set proper, but it's in the pre-constructed deck.
Promise of Tomorrow. There's pre-cons of this? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's two.
Whenever a creature you control dies, exile it. At the beginning of each end step, if you control no creatures, sacrifice it and return all cards exiled. Ooh. That might actually be useful later.
Yeah.
Promise of Tomorrow. And then Numa Jiraga Chieftain.
Okay.
She's all right. A Falthus Shadowcat Familiar. Bitter Revelation. Yeah, only one rare, and it was not a commander.
You can get up to three rares in a pack.
So, I've opened a pack. I feel good now. Thank you very much. You know what? We're done with the show now because I want to keep opening packs. So, anyway, let's back this train up just a little bit. I mean, that was, you know, we're in...
Main phase.
All right, so that was our main phase. We're still in main phase. So yeah, this let's kind of talk a little bit about the state of Standard.
Yeah, so, since that we are a Standard podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Alexa Prize, a university competition to advance AI.
Alexa, stop.
Thank you, the social.
Alexa did not like that.
I said something that had the word, the A word in it, or it sounded like it. Like I've said Lex Luthor, and she jumps in.
She's like, oh, are you talking about me? I can do stuff. Hell, I can help.
Sure you did. Four rares with a foil. I opened one with my six packs. LOL. Sure you did. But yet there's no video evidence of that, Steve. So,
where are you seeing that?
Listen, man, if you got to win by cheating, we'll let you. That's all.
Oh, my God.
He'll be like, I'm not using any of them. I'm going to beat you guys with uncommons.
Probably would too.
Probably would.
Probably asshole. Would. But that's okay. I'm gonna have fun on Wednesday. Too. I'm looking forward to playing it. I mean,
I'm gonna put the FUN in funeral. That's all there is to it.
Okay. I mean, I'm gonna enjoy playing my deck. I don't think it's any good, but I'm gonna just try to have fun with it. Try to go with it, and then hopefully by the next Commander Craft. Which I don't know, but that's the day before Thanksgiving, so I'm not sure if we're doing that.
I don't think we're doing Commander Craft the night before Thanksgiving. We will get shot. I'm pretty sure I would. Maybe not. She might be down. We'll check. We'll check the pulse.
Well, if not, then by the next one, I'll have my new deck ready. Right. So
we'll check the pulse next week and see what's happening.
Yeah, no big deal.
She might be like, no big deal. But we won't have kids. So, because we're sending the kids to, we usually have the kids Wednesday, but we're kind of flip-flopping because, I don't know, COVID, but so that they can have breakfast over there. But we got to get the wives ready to take over for a week. My wife won't. I'm pretty sure Erebus's wife, probably a hard pass.
Where are you seeing this?
In the chat.
In the chat. That's why I'm not seeing. I'm looking at Discord.
Well, it's in the chat. Go to the live stream channel in the Discord. Which, if you didn't know, you can go to our Discord and see our chat.
No, I just have for November 13th.
What?
Seriously. She, this is funny. I just should give her a feed to her headphones so she can hear me.
But anyway, going back to what we were talking about.
Is the live stream chat not updating? Oh my God, you're right. It isn't. Huh. All right, I need to figure that out.
No big.
Yeah, well, no, I do want to fix that, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, he just said they basically we have to have the wives get ready to take over for a week. They all need to play against each other for Commander Craft. Would be a good show. Can I feel pretty safe in saying my wife would say, no. I feel pretty good that Pam would say, no.
Yeah, it would be a very weak maybe.
Yeah. Honestly, for my wife, I would have to get her drunk, stoned, or both. And then she'd probably be doing it. But then she'd also want to, like, fall asleep and maybe eat the microphone. So
yeah, I'm not going to say never, because actually we were probably going to be playing at some point next week.
Yes.
She has some time off, so we might be getting a couple of games in. But
my wife wants to play again. She wants to use the precons, which I have ready to go. So
yeah, that's more of a appropriate introduction to Commander. Like you generally gradually bring up the power level.
She just heard,
and
the
then you let her play Atraxa.
Eat the microphone is what I just got.
She'd probably eat the microphone is what she just got. That's why she's laughing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, actually, I went out and bought another of the Landfall because I mean I tore it apart for the Omnath deck. So I was like, oh shit, I need another precon.
Well, yeah.
Wendy's like, I want to play precon. I'm like, oh shit.
the precons for Commander Legends actually have some really good cards in them. I mean,
I'll probably get. How many are there? Is it just two?
There's two again, and they're the same like the last one. They're like $20 a piece, and the Ramunap Excavator is in there.
Really?
What else was there?
Source. See, that's a podcast, Steve and Anthony. Like, you guys should deck tech the precons.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
There are some good ones out there.
That might be a good commander craft for next week.
There are very good, very good cards inside the precons.
So that might be Commander Craft next week, like we did last time. Like, two of us have one, two of us have the other, and go to town. So, because I think did I win that one? No. Wait, I think I might have won that one.
You might have won that one. I'd have to check the spreadsheet.
Yeah. I usually do pretty good when it's a precon. You know what? We usually do pretty well when Aramis, or when Steve isn't able to play with his, like, Baghdad for 17.
When he's not playing with his duels.
Yeah, the duels kill.
Yeah, let me see. What's the good stuff in here? Like, one of them has Avenger of Zendikar, Elder Deep Fiend, Counterspell, Arcane Denial, Factor Fiction, Beast Within.
Wow.
Cynic Signet. Yeah, there's some really good stuff in the one deck. The other one has Flicker Wisp. Winds of Wrath, Martial Coup, Loxodon Warhammer, Sunforger. I mean, that's an incredible piece of equipment. And it's going to be in the precons. Comet Storms in there, White Sun Zenith, Condemn, Swords to Plowshares. So you know.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Swords to Plowshares is good. And definitely needed a reprint.
Yeah, good pickups.
Yeah. So let's kind of move ourselves back to Standard. I don't want to jump on their commanders. They're going to be their Balawick. So, I mean, we'll always touch on it like we do everything else. But
right.
So this past weekend, we had a few events. We had the CFB Clash, right?
Yes, qualifier. there was a large qualifier for Channel Fireball. It was a couple hundred players. And the deck that had the best record going in for day two was actually a deck that was called Rakdos Ramp. I haven't seen this deck list before.
Okay.
It is a largely red deck. Plays black mostly for some removal, but it's looks like its whole deal is ramping into Ugin with Iron Crag Feet.
Ooh.
So it looks like it wants to pull off like a turn five Ugin.
Yeah, but I'm not showing it like it didn't place after the second day, right?
It was 8-0 going into day two.
Yeah, but now, I mean, I'm looking at the results for... Oh, that's Flight 2. Is there Flight 1?
That's a different one. This is a different one. The deck that was in, I guess you want to say, third place was a very interesting Mardu Control deck. Also playing Ugin, but also playing Yorion. A couple of Wraths and Doom Foretold. So it was like Mardu Doom Foretold with Yorion.
Yuck.
So that one went 6-1.
Yuck. Yuck.
So I mean there's still a lot of variation in the field. I mean, in the top eight there were seven different decks. I mean, that's kind of what you want. The only deck that had more than one deck that showed up was Mono Green Aggro, of all things.
Well, I'm showing Dimir Control for third, fourth, and seventh.
That's a different flight than what you're looking at.
I'm looking at flight one.
This is a different one. It's qualifier 4, day 2.
Oh, okay.
This is on the mtgmelee.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this, I can see what you're saying now.
Yeah, this site aggregates all the tournaments that happen. This is one of the bigger ones.
Teamer Ramp is still hanging on.
Yeah, Teamer Ramp is still doing pretty good. I mean, like I said a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Standard, it's in a very good spot right now. There's no one deck that's super dominant. Well, I mean, Gruul Adventures didn't even, it was 11th place in this tournament, and there's not even another Gruul Adventures until 20th.
Right.
So it's the most played deck. It's the best deck, but it's not the best by that much.
Well, here's the thing. What I am starting to see, though, is coming around the outside, Mono Green Food. It went number one in the Chinese event yesterday. It went number one in Standard League. And it went number one in Mox Portland MTG Standard Arena Tournament. Like
the interesting thing is that the two Mono Green decks that are in the tournament that I was looking at, one of them was food. The other one was different.
Yeah.
It was a completely different Mono Green.
Stompy.
It was more like Stompy.
Yeah.
Gem Razors, Kazandu Mammoths, Lovestruck Beast, Questing Beast, Scavenging Ooze, Stone Coil Serpent, Swarm Shambler, Thrashing Brontodon. This is just straight up, you know, crush you.
Stompy Stomperson, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a few different flavors of Mono Green. And that's what I like about the format. It's like, oh, I'm playing Mono Green. Oh, which version of Mono Green are you playing? There's three distinct formats.
Yep.
Or distinct decks that you can play.
Well, I mean, you know, now that it's kind of Feasting Troll King is a freaking bonkers card in food.
Yeah, in food, that card is almost impossible to get rid of if you can't exile it.
It's insane.
It is. And I remember when the card came out, I was like, this card seems really good, but it's expensive. But if you can get it out, just it's going to stick around.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm definitely digging the standard, what's going on. I mean, here's the thing. I didn't play much of it this weekend. I did start playing Arena again a little bit. Like I said last week, I was like, you know, I ain't been really touching Arena that much. I'm kind of like, eh. But, you know, this will be more for main two. But, you know, I definitely, you know, we might as well go right into, you know. Let's pivot out of that then. You know, and we could talk a little bit about Historic, because Historic had a brand new bunch of cards this week.
Yes, they did.
The Kaladesh Remastered is here.
Yay,
and
Kaladesh.
We now have God Pharaoh's Gift, and it doesn't win for shit.
Which is too bad.
It does. I played it still. I'm still enjoying it. Mono Red is doing well. But it's weird, because I'm still seeing more Cavalcade than I am Hazoret.
Mm-hmm. There's three different red decks, though, that I'm seeing here.
So, Goblins, and then there's a Burn deck, and then, you know.
And just mono, like, red deck wins.
It's not working.
We know. My wife just told me that the chat isn't working in Discord. That tells me she's not listening.
Well, it just popped up with the last thing she said, so, 2 minutes ago.
Oh, well, that's good. The old jokes are... Oh, because she just typed it into the chat.
In the Discord.
Yeah, so.
I did it the wrong thing?
No, it's okay, honey. You're fine in there. It's fine. It just won't show... Yeah, I want to find out why that's not working. I'm going to have to play around with Restream. Restream's acting weird anyway. Like, I'm not on my personal Facebook tonight. So, like, it just couldn't... I couldn't get it to go into... Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's, like, messing with it or something, I'm sure.
No, I just... Yeah, sometimes it just gets a little... wonky, so
it's a little bit temperamental tonight. That's okay.
Yeah. So,
but I'm looking at the Historic metagame, and I see that there is a four colored, basically good stuff deck that just makes me sad.
Yeah, it's Krasis, it's Uro, it's Narset, it's Nissa,
all the nasty stuff.
Green and blue. I don't even know why it's four color. Like, you're Fatal Push.
Yeah, but it says white. Where's the white? I'm not seeing any white.
Commit to Memory, is that what? No, that's blue.
Oh, I guess there's some versions who play Yasharn.
Oh.
On top of everything else.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you?
Because why not? just cram all the stuff that's been pissing people off in Standard for the last year and put it in a deck.
Yep. That's yeah.
Stay away from Historic.
Yeah. No, I'm digging Historic. I'm glad Kaladesh is there. I have not seen a lot of Teamer Energy yet. which I'm, you know, I think Teamer Energy was great for standard, but I think there's a reason we never saw it in modern.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a little slow for, you know.
Yeah, and the cards that have come out since then have put a lot of the Kaladesh cards to shame.
Oh, God, yes. Like, I think we would have killed for energy now.
Yeah, and energy seems a little bit tame.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to what's been floating around the last couple of months. But, I mean, there is still a pretty good diversity of different decks that you can play. I mean, there's a pretty steep drop-off from the number one deck from 21% to 9%. But 21% of the meta is not
I don't think things are in here are accurate yet. I mean,
that's from the last
They don't have Bant God Pharaoh yet. They don't have Haz Red with Shandi in it. Mm. You know? So I'm not sure that MTG Goldfish, which is what I'm looking at, has kind of updated the site yet.
Yeah, and it's a little harder to do that because there's not really historic events.
Yeah. So they're coming, I think.
Yeah, and if you try to go through MTG Esports page that posts the undefeated decks, you get like a 61 card knight deck with no sideboard that somehow went 5-0.
Yeah.
And I think Saffron Olive is actually going on MTG Goldfish and he's streaming these decks to see if they're actually any good. So that's an interesting thing to look at.
It's a very interesting time right now.
Yeah, they got to fix that.
Yeah. Well, I think historic, it's not long. I mean, if they keep burning through, all right, we've got Cali. All right, we're going to Innistrad next year for standard. So mm-hmm. I could see them getting Eldritch Moon and Shadows over Innistrad into this. That just brings us, what, 3 or 4 years from Pioneer? I mean,
yeah, and I think I
which
think
is
that
12
is,
sets.
Yeah, I think that is the eventual end game.
Right, and I think that happens, once we're in Pioneer, bye-bye Historic.
Yeah, because they're also releasing a Pioneer Masters on Arena.
And once that happens, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so it's only a matter of time before Historic goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, is fine. I mean, it's a placeholder. It's basically...
Mama Shay, I have not blocked her. She does not know how to use the chat. She's trying to use Discord, and Discord is broken. So she cannot chat. She can chat if she goes to the Twitch or the Facebook, it might show up. If she chats in the Facebook, I think she gets to do it. Oh, and she's sending me private messages.
Oh,
yeah,
you're dead.
All right, show's over. See y'all later. Thanks for watching. Bye. yeah. I've been playing it all weekend though. I played a lot of it this weekend. I did. You know what? I'm doing okay with God Pharaoh's Gift. It's like, it's fun. I'm sorry. It's still fun. Like, if you get it to drop and you've got the angels in your graveyard, you're just like...
I mean, isn't that the point in the end, though?
Oh,
I
shit. She figured it out.
But isn't the point of it to have fun?
Yes.
I mean, you know, if you're only playing Arena to grind ranking, I mean, unless you're in Mythic all the time, that's not really the reason that you're going to be playing. You know, have fun whenever you can, especially nowadays.
Yeah. Because I am enjoying it. I'm having a good time with, you know, and yeah, I'm not trying to rank because who's got time for that? I'm 46 year old. I have a white beard. Wendy doesn't want me to die. She's like, it looks Christmassy.
Yeah, you're a little bit late to the game to grow it out.
Oh, I did have it grown out, and she told me she hated it.
Because you did that last year, right?
Yeah, I had a great Santa beard last year. I had it. It was long enough to where I could put like ornaments in and shit. It was great.
Hide some food for later. Yeah, you know, like chips and dip and stuff. You just do like a little bowl and put the dip in there. Just direct line.
All right, so moving on. I'm enjoying playing Historic. I'm glad Kaladesh is there. I'm glad they didn't put the Felidar Guardian in.
They were never gonna do that. There was no way, because that's a two card infinite combo by itself.
Yeah,
and yeah, No. I'm looking forward to when they do, they're going to do another historic Brawl event, and they're going to be looking at the activity level on that to hopefully, possibly, make historic Brawl a permanent thing. I would be all over that if they did that. Historic Brawl is my jam.
Historic Brawl is fun. I do enjoy that. I mean, I don't play it as much. I was, you know.
It means I play Zakama.
Yeah, you can play Zakama, and you love Zakama.
I love that deck.
God damn so much you fun. And your infinite mana. Oh, that was pissing me off. And I had it. I would have drawn that card next. I had the end's turn now. Empty the stack.
To be fair, I was at one life. Any one of you could have taken me out at any time.
I was going to, and then Captain Numbnuts there decided to take Shalai out. Like,
cause you had more than enough creatures to kill.
I had you locked. I had it locked down. Shalai was out protecting most of my field and me. And yeah, there wasn't much you could do. Like, you could hit my enchantments or my artifacts. That was it. Then he took Shalai out. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, because the Wanderer was a problem.
Yeah. Everything was a problem. I was like, this is good. I have almost the perfect board state. I need Helm of the Host. That's what I should have got when I went to search. I should have looked for Helm of the Host so that I could put it on Shalai. And then, you know.
That was a hell of a turn that I had, though.
You had a hell of a turn.
I mean, that was nuts. Don't think I've ever had a turn like that.
No, I don't either. It was a good time. If you haven't seen last week's Commander Craft, you definitely should go watch it. So are there any events this weekend?
I don't believe so. I think it's been, unfortunately, with COVID and everything, it's been kind of quiet.
And the holidays. The holidays are coming up. You know, this gets to be kind of a chillax kind of time. I'm not even sure if we'll do a show next week because it's Thanksgiving's next week, right?
Yeah, Thanksgiving is next week.
I think we took it off last year.
We might have. And that might be a good idea for this because, you know, at the end of the year, there's not a ton of tournaments. The next standard set's not coming out until January. So standard is basically, it's evolving. But right now, it's like I said, it's at a place where, you know, the Banhammer's collecting some rust, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, me too.
I am totally okay with that.
Don't worry. Call time is coming.
Winter is coming.
Yeah, basically. I mean, we should be seeing... That's just it. I mean, once November's over, I mean, Kaldheim... When is Kaldheim's pre-release? Spoiler season starts
beginning
early
of
January, or is it December?
I mean, there was a leak.
Yeah, but we don't talk about leaks.
We don't talk about leaks. I'll say this. It wasn't cards, but it was packaging.
Yeah.
I guess somebody was supposed to be using a shredder to destroy some packaging, and they didn't do a good job destroying the packaging on a bundle.
Right, so somebody figured out one of the planeswalkers or something.
Oh yeah, yep. We know one of the planeswalkers in the set.
And Mama Shay is saying we cannot do Commander Craft next Wednesday, so
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. So, So I guess we might as well. I mean, unless you got something else, dude. I mean, this is a pretty good show, but it's. I mean, we're at about
honestly,
the 52
you know,
minute mark.
Yeah, we know it's. Like I said, it's coming to that time of year where there's generally less news coming out. So unless it's like a secret lair or something pops up that we're like all over.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, I'm looking forward to building my next couple of commander decks and getting into that a little bit more and getting ready for the holiday season. You know, you can't really visit your families this year.
Stay home.
Stay home. Honestly, stay home. You know, like a negative COVID test is not preventative measures to go see your family. Do a Zoom call. I know it's awkward. I know it's weird. Think about how weird it's going to be on New Year's Eve when there's nobody in Times Square.
Right.
Think about
Steve,
that
take
care.
Have a good one, buddy. Steve's heading out.
Good night, Steve.
Yeah. So, definitely stay home. So, you know what? Let's just get ourselves right here. And we'll forego, I mean, we'll obviously do our usual spiel, but yeah, I mean, next week, I think we just decided on air. I think we're going to be, unless something comes out, then, you know, Aramis and I will talk Monday and just watch our feed, watch our Facebook or our Twitter and Twitch, and, you know, we'll let you know. But I think next week we're going to take a dark week from both Commander Craft and, well, at least the Commander Craft Maybe we should rename that to Planestalkers Commander Craft or something, because, you know, I don't want to confuse things. But to our play stream on Wednesday.
Right, the Wednesday Commander game.
Yeah, the Wednesday Commander game and the Planestalkers cast. I think we're going to go dark next week. I might do a few ride homes to kind of make it up. I'm talking about, I started a recording today and it got messed up for Mandalorian. I had one last week, but it was the election, so I'm not going to release it. But I'm kind of putting together something for the Mandalorian. And I'm going to talk about Voyager because I just finished binging Voyager. So those will be a few of the Ride Home with Wills. Find out
nice,
more.
Nice Easter eggs. Nice Easter eggs in Discovery on Voyager.
I heard. I haven't watched Discovery yet. So
one for Voyager and one for Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, I heard about the Voyager one. Like, there's a Voyager J.
Yeah,
and then
it's cool.
The Dax symbiote is showing up or something. So
it wasn't Dax. No.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
Nope. I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, we'll talk off air. But So we're an end step, but so next week we're going to take a dark week. We're not going to do the show Monday. We're not going to do the show Wednesday. You know, redeem the time with your family. Stay home. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and stuff like that. We'll come back the following Monday, and, you know, hopefully there'll be some more stuff. And, you know, maybe I'll try to get Steve on. I know we were going to try to get him on this week, but I didn't hear from him, and so it's all good. I know he's busy, so. Because I do like this series we've been doing with the retailers, so.
Yeah,
I do want to get back to that eventually. But, you know, we're in our end step, and both Aramis and I want to remind you that we do stream Arena and other games on the Planestalkers Podcast channel on Twitch. Just look up Planestalkers Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch at MindCrime73.
And if you want a waste to follow, you can follow me on Twitch at RMECWRX, where I'm never on. Anytime I broadcast, we got to fix my OBS, but anytime I broadcast, I will be on the Planestalkers Podcast channel, so look for me there. But like I said, if you want to toss away a follow towards my channel, RMECWRX, I'm certainly not going to stop you. But if Twitter is more your speed, you want to follow the show that way, you can find us at PlanestalkerPod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter is at WRBenson, but to be honest, I mean, I don't tweet all that much. I'm pretty much there just following my favorite music, you know, musician, Gerardo. Rico. Suave. Yeah, so Gerardo is on Twitter, so I follow him there. Rico Suave, he's my hero. You can always follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/planestalker. Don't put the last S on. We took that off for savings because some numbnuts took our Planestalkers. But like and follow our page there. And don't forget our Discord, which it's been a little quiet lately. We gotta figure out ways to step that up. But that's at discord.planestalkerspodcast.com.
And finally, if you want to send us an email, there are a few multiple different places you can go. Multiple ways you can send us an email. You can send an email to ask us a question about the game, a question about the show, a rules question, suggestions for maybe something we could talk about on the show. If you have a cool deck idea, maybe we can, you know, go over that and see where that leads us. So if you want to fire off an email to us, you can do the following. You can email podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com, or you can email Will@planestalkerspodcast.com, or you can email me at Aramis. ARAMIS@planestalkerspodcast.com.
You gotta love that you have your own email address finally.
I do love that I have my own email address. It's very professional, like you said.
It's very professional. We just need to get new business cards.
New business cards.
Yeah. I want to remind you guys, I do host another podcast. It deals with the TV show Legends of Tomorrow. It's called Legends TV Talk. Obviously, with COVID, we are on hiatus and have been. I don't think that show's coming back probably until either the fall or maybe early summer. But you can find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. The reason I bring it up is that is where and how I got involved in Flashcraft, which is it's a Minecraft thing where we're streaming Minecraft, where we're building like comic book stuff. I actually built a full blown Xavier's Mansion because, again, I just find it funny that it's a DC world and I built an X Mansion. So check us out there. Also, if you could go and leave us an iTunes review. They really, really, really do help the show. And if you don't want to be a patron, and I totally get that most people don't want to spend any money, I'm 100% down with that. But if you really, really want to support the show, then going and leaving us an iTunes review We'll do that. It brings more eyes to the show. It brings that. Make sure they're 4 or 5 stars. And if they're not, let us know why, please, before you leave it. But just go, if you don't have an iPhone, then download iTunes to your computer. Just log in, leave us a review. We would really, really, really appreciate it. So, I mean, it does help. But Aramis, is there anything else you want to say before the big holiday?
I am still generating infinite mana.
You son of a bitch.
It's the new 52-1. What do you want?
You know what? Ready for the explicit tag? Fuck you. That is how I leave you for Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you very much. So, for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you for being listeners and watchers and hanging out with us. Again, we want to thank Steve and Anthony for coming on the show tonight. Commander Craft, MTG, that's kind of like their tag on everything. Make sure you go look them up. They're going to have a great show. It's going to be exciting. But again, for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thanks for listening. And remember to always leave some of your mana untapped because you never know when you need it. Take care, have a good week, and we'll talk soon. Goodbye.